get the man to bring the homies with us. By the rocks that I got, I'm still Jenny from the block. Now, it is Jenny from the block. It is Jenny Essex in the studio. She's here to talk about aesthetics. And now, if you want to find out more about Jenny, she's got a fantastic blog, which is called jenjustjenny.blogspot.co.uk. And she's an aesthetics beauty brand product reviews by Jenny Essex. And she's here in the studio today. And she's got two children. Say hello, kids.
Oh, silence.
Oh, they're so shy. Say hello.
Hello.
So it's really nice to see you, looking very well. We're going to be talking about the HIFU facelift and non-surgical tummy tuck. But you've just had...
My lips done.
Yes. So tell us about it.
I had 1 mil of Juvederm in my lips by Dr. Bower.
Yep.
He's based in Essex. He's very good. He's a plastic surgeon.
Yep.
Very, very pleased with
it. So when did you have them done?
It was 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Because I was watching some lip enhancements being done online, and some people have the cream on, which numbs, and other people have like a dental block, which is like when you go to the dentist and they put it in your gum line.
I've had both before, and I find the dental block... actually swells your lips up, so you're not going to get the results that you really want with that. So it's best to put the numbing cream on and grill and bear it, basically.
It does look a little bit... How painful is it to have a little needle?
Yeah, it's fairly painful because it's your lips, but it makes your eyes water, but it's worth it.
And how many injection points do they have to do to get the
shape? I didn't count.
You were unconscious. No, we're kidding.
And then it's massaged to get the right shape.
They massage, but what I didn't know, which Jenny just mentioned, is you've got different types of fillers.
Okay, so you've got your Juvederm, which is quite firm. Then you'll have something like Perfecta or Princess Lips, which is quite soft.
Princess Lips!
There's all different ones, but I went for Juvederm this time. I've tried the softer ones. I thought I'd try a firmer one this time.
So what is it, when you've got the softer one, is it just feel a little bit more like, is it a bit like putty feeling?
It just feels like your natural lips.
Yeah.
This is a bit more firmer, but my husband's pleased with them.
And that's all you need
to
know.
Yes, that's all you need to know. Okay, right. I've just had HIFU facelift on the mid part of my face, the lower part, the jaw, the neck, and the décolletage. It focuses past your skin. It goes straight past your skin, bypasses that. It goes straight to the top of the muscle. So it targets that, and then you're going to get all your collagen coming in over the months. You may need one session if you're under 30, just one session. If you're under 40, if you're over 40, you could need two. I'm going to have two.
Yeah.
Like 3 months apart.
Yeah.
And to be fair, it's a bit painful, but it's bearable.
Is it like one of those things that you used to better get for your stomach that you put on that kind of does like a pulse and you feel like a contraction? Is that?
Yeah, it does pulse. It pulses and beeps and everything.
Does your facial muscles actually sort of...
No, they don't move.
Right,
no,
okay.
They don't, but you can really feel it.
Yeah.
You can feel it working, and that's what I like. No pain, no gain.
Oh.
Yeah, it has helped my skin, actually, because I suffer from eczema at the moment. I've just been diagnosed with asthma, and eczema goes along with asthma.
Yeah.
So straight after this, my skin felt so much better, and it was very calm. I had to have a little bit of mesotherapy with redermalisation at Hyalur. It's a serum that contains hyaluronic acid, which is present in your body anyway and attracts all the water. And also, it's got succinic acid, and succinic acid is needed by everything that lives on this planet to be able to live. So the succinic acid rejuvenates the skin cell from the inside out.
It does. Your skin looks very glowy.
Thank you.
In a good way.
Oh, and the wow masks help.
Yes, I did. Now, you gave me a wow mask. I have to say, I put that on, and normally if I put a face mask on, my skin can get a little bit, because my skin is quite sensitive, but I put that on, and when I took it off, I was like, ooh! What it did, we plumped up all the skin, and all my fine lines all reduced. It was really good.
Yeah.
I absolutely loved it, and I wish that I could just keep putting it on my face.
It contains argraline, which has a little freezing effect on the muscles as well.
I thought it looked good.
I just need to mention about the HIFU.
Oh, yep, yep.
It can be used on other parts of the body, tummy, thighs, bingo wings, even your buttocks.
Yep.
So you can get what Georgia Lelouchy is... this is where I got it done, Georgia Lelouchy in Harlow.
Yeah.
And she's offering very soon something called the Hollywood Butt Lift.
Oh.
Yes.
Right, okay. Well,
which I'm interested in.
Right, we'll come... Anyway, now you were talking about the HIFU facelift and non-surgical tummy tuck, and you've had some work done on your stomach as well recently.
Yes, yes. I'm in the middle of a non-surgical tummy tuck with the aesthetics.
Yeah.
Dr. Liakas, he administers injections of Aqualix, which actually melt the fat away over time.
Oh, right.
And then you expel the fat.
Yeah.
I also have cavitation to help that along, which is ultrasound cavitation.
Yeah.
And then I have the Body Bliss in between, which is radio frequency, infrared, and cavitation. So it really breaks down all the fat cells, tightens all the skin up. I had C-sections.
Yeah.
So it's nice to get rid of the bad memory of I didn't have a very good time.
Mm.
Basically, when I was having my children. So it'd be nice to get rid of that bad memory, but without being cut up again.
Yeah.
And without all the downtime. It does take time to get this done. I'm happy with the results so far.
Mm.
And eventually I'll have a flat stomach and I'll have Plexxar to get rid of any loose skin and also the C-section scar. So it'd be like it never, ever happened.
So is this... if you've been quite overweight and you've got like an apron or... that,
yeah.
Is it for somebody who's got that or that's more surgical, or is it somebody who's got like a slight stomach? What's how
both really, because yeah. I still have the apron at the moment.
Yeah.
We're working on that, but as the fat shrinks back, the skin shrinks back with it, and my stretch marks look a whole lot better now as well.
Yeah,
I'm really, really, really pleased with the result.
Now, how many injections do they have to do in the site? So they're doing sort of the whole of the lower stomach. So is it?
Oh,
again, you love your injections, Jenny.
Yeah, and the needle's like really long.
I'm going to call you Injection Jenny.
So, yeah, it's a fair few. I don't really count. I'll just hold my breath and let it happen.
Yeah, and you were talking about Plexxar, and you were saying, because you have Plexxar, was that right for your eyelids?
Yes.
So tell us again, just a refresh on what Plexxar is.
Plexxar is using plasma fusion, and what it does, it burns the skin away, any loose skin, or you can get rid of scars or tattoos or moles, warts, skin tags, and it burns that away. You end up with scabs and some swelling, and then once the scabs fall, you've got the new baby skin. You look after that well, and then your skin just becomes really, really tight and new again. I had them done twice last year. There was two goes to get them done, and I had them tidied up this year, just to get them perfected. It was about a month or two ago.
So what were your eyes like before? What was the issue with the actual eyelid for you?
Okay, they were quite droopy. They were quite saggy. And this has improved my vision as well. And it's just improved my confidence.
So is it more hooded, would you say, your eyes?
Hooded eyes. So it was like, what's the point of even putting on makeup? Because no one's going to see my eyelid. And eyelashes were a nightmare to put on. But, yeah, I can experiment a little bit more now.
And the reason why you had, again, just to cover why you actually went on this journey with getting cosmetic procedures.
Postnatal depression. It was postnatal depression, and I just felt really ugly and down and bad about myself and bad about my looks. So this is how I started the journey of blogging, and I got braver and braver and tried more and more treatments.
Mm.
And I feel a whole lot better for it.
Yeah.
And it's like walking into a whole other world as well. I recommend taking collagen drinks.
Yeah.
To support the treatments.
Yeah.
And there's lots and lots of different ones out there. Absolute Collagen, Skin Aid, Collagen Shots.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's lots of different ones to try.
Yeah. Wait, how do you pick out people that you go and see, Jenny?
I research them. I look at their work. I look at their photos. I look at their websites. I look at their qualifications. You know, I'm very, very careful about who I go to.
Okay. Well, it's lovely to see you. Thanks for coming in today.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
To your lovely children. Are you going to say hello again?
Hello.
Oh, thank you for behaving yourselves.
Yeah, you've been lovely. What wonderful children.